With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump briefly addressed the issue of abortion during his campaign rally in Wisconsin on Saturday.
Mr. Trump is claiming credit for the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the abortion precedent of Roe v. Wade, a case which he said
has torn our country apart for 52 years.
In his remarks, Mr. Trump said he agrees that exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother should be included in proposed laws, but he adamantly opposes late-term or post-birth abortions, calling the latter executions. George Williams reporting.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has teed up a vote this week on a bill that would keep the federal government funded for 6 more months, but the measure would also seek to block people who are here illegally from voting in federal elections. Congress needs to approve a stopgap spending bill before the end of September in order to prevent a partial government shutdown just a few weeks before voters go to the polls. News organizations asking the Pentagon on the Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to make public a plea deal struck with the 9/11 defendants.
7 news organizations filed the motion Friday with the military judges at Guantanamo. They want the public to be able to know the terms of the deal struck between prosecutors and 3 defendants, including alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The plea bargains triggered objections from Republican lawmakers and families of some of the nearly 3,000 people killed that day. Controversy grew when Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoked the deal. Keith Peters reporting.
3 sisters from Ohio who inherited a dime kept in a bank vault for more than 40 years knew it had some value. They can't believe just how much. A company specializing in currency expects the rare coin struck by the U.S. Mint in 1975 to fetch $500,000. This is SRN News. October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and the National Association of Evangelicals is already gearing up. The organization is putting out ideas for how congregations can express gratitude to their clergymen at a time when those men are under more stress than ever. NAE spokesman Brian Kluth says, quote, "Many Christians don't realize how difficult and demanding it is to be a pastor. They often face conflict and criticism while serving their church 50 to 70 hours per week. The NAE's Bless Your Pastor program now involves thousands of congregations across the U.S. Modern technology is helping persecuted Christians in many countries. According to a report by International Christian Concern, digital tech is being wielded by embattled believers for protection and support. ICC says, quote, "In Iran, Christians use Signal to share testimonies on the interactive platform. In China, where religious activities are tightly monitored, WhatsApp allows for encrypted communication." This is SRN News. As they position themselves for a possible new domed stadium, the NFL's Cleveland Browns are renaming the one they play in right now.
The NFL team announced a 20-year agreement with Huntington National Bank, a partnership that includes naming rights. Cleveland's Lakefront Stadium will now be called Huntington Bank Field. The new partnership comes as team owners Dee and Jimmy Haslam consider moving the team out of downtown and into a dome stadium.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, September the 8th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including former Senator Sam Nunn. The Georgia Democrat is 86 years old. Current Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont is 83. Former Secretary of Defense James Mattister is 74 today. Basketball Hall of Famer Maurice Cheeks has 68 candles on his cake. Actress Heather Thomas, 67. This is SRN News.